USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A grand jury in Manhattan, New York indicted the Trump Organization's chief financial officer, Alan Weisselberg, Wednesday. The exact charges were not immediately clear, but reports are citing people familiar with the matter say they are related to unpaid taxes. Trump has denied any wrongdoing, condemning the DA investigation. President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott made a visit to the U.S.-Mexico border on Wednesday. The two held a roundtable discussion and later visited a portion of the unfinished border wall.
Their lives and their property and their families are being overrun with the people who are coming across the border. I cannot tell you the number of people who have told me that they've had guns brandished in their face. Their children live in fear about just playing in their own yard. Neighborhoods are overrun. Property is being broken into. Ranches are being destroyed.
Yeah. During the roundtable, the president said the country is sick right now. We are USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Over a dozen people were hurt when a Los Angeles Police Department bomb squad truck was blown to smithereens during a planned detonation of illegal fireworks Wednesday night. The sudden and gigantic blast came after authorities confiscated over 5,000 pounds of illegal fireworks from a South Los Angeles home. One person was arrested. The feds will investigate the Surfside condo collapse in Florida. Dan Naraki reports.
A federal safety agency has announced that it will conduct a full investigation into the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida. A team from the National Institute for Standards and Technology will conduct an investigation into the structural collapse. The institute's goal will be to determine the technical cause of the collapse, though officials warned the investigation could take years to complete.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
America is mourning the passing of former Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld at the age of 88. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Donald Rumsfeld was the youngest Defense Secretary, serving at age 43 in the Gerald Ford administration. Then from 2001 to 2006 in the George W. Bush cabinet to become the oldest.
He was the only person to ever serve twice as Defense Secretary, and he did that decades apart.
That is Hope Sack of Military.com, who shares the most vivid memory she has of Mr. Rumsfeld.
Unbelievable moment of him basically giving the press briefing from the Pentagon and answering questions and saying there are bodies still being carried out of the building when the Pentagon itself was attacked.
President Trump and Texas Governor Greg Abbott visited the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border Wednesday. Governor Abbott.
As a result, Texas has to step up and protect the safety of our fellow Texans, and we will continue to do so.
Yeah.
And we know that the person who led the charge to get us here in the first place, a person who loves Texans, who loves America, he puts Texans and Americans first, and that is the man who began to build the wall, the man who did more to secure the border than anybody and any president ever has, and that is President Donald J. Trump.
My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.